and welcome everybody on a Monday. Trash Talk with Tony Brasky is underway with yours truly. It's great to have you in here on the show today, and it is going to be a big show as well. Joining me, Eli Bashy and Grant Richards are both here. We promised last week that Jay and Mike would be back. But, you know, stuff happens. Jay, we think, is asleep. And Mike, he had to get called into work today, unfortunately. But it's all right. It's perfectly all right. Because, like I said, Eli and Grant are both here. Let's start with Eli Bashy. How are you today, Eli? And is there any big news that you would like to share to the audience listening right now?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm starting a new job this week.
Yeah!
Pretty cool. Kind of nervous, but...
Oh, don't be nervous. What's the job exactly, for those who don't know?
It's a physical therapy technician job.
Woo-wee!
So I'll be assisting the therapists and giving people ice packs, telling people what exercises to do, showing them the proper form. It'll be a pretty good experience for me.
So if people get hurt, like, working out, is that the people that's going to be coming in there?
Yeah, people who get surgeries, people who are rehabbing injuries and stuff, they'll all come in.
Well, listen, Eli, congratulations. We're happy for you. Me and Grant, Jay. And I know Jay and Mike and Tyler are also very proud of you getting that big boy job. Round of applause for Eli Bashy, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate
Yay.
It.
But you're doing good. 1 month away from school.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to be working and going to school. Whew, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, have fun. Is this a full-time job or is it just like part-time?
No, it's going to be less than 30 hours. But if I want more hours, I can ask for more. But it's technically part-time.
Okay. If you're a full-time student doing, what is it, 6 classes a semester? It might be a good thing that you're only doing part-time.
Yeah, they wanted me to be full-time. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
But that's fine, though. You know, not everyone can do a full-time. Me, personally, I only did part-time job, full-time student. So you're taking after the steps of good old Tony D here. Let's check in on Grant Richards, lastly. How are you today, Grant? And as always, how the sports betting go this past week?
I'm good, Tony. We had a good weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of golf, a lot of watching golf, a lot of watching just sports in general. A little bit messed up today. We're on the road because I forgot my card to clock in, so heading back to my house to pick that up and then coming back. But I should be back in the parking lot of my job in the next half hour or so. And sports betting, I believe this is the second week in a row where I'm up. Shout out Matt Manning for getting more than 2.5 strikeouts on...
Easy money.
What was that, Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. That saved me from being in the negative. So we are up on the week, and that makes up for the rough start to the day I'm having today. How was your weekend? How was your sports betting, Tony?
Well, before I talk about that, I just got to... Note, how far away is the drive from where you work to where your house is at?
It's about Royal Oak to Warren, so it's about 10-15, depending on how fast we're going. Obviously, multitasking today with the trash talk, we are abiding by speed limits a pinch more than usual. So, it's not too bad. I mean, I get an hour lunch, so I should still have, like, more time to sit and just kind of chill and... I mean, talk with the boys, so not too bad. Could be worse.
Yeah, as long as you drive safe.
That's the main goal here.
Yeah, that's the goal. We could talk about Bolsa, Koprivica for however long we need, but as long as you drive safe, that's all that matters. But for me, my weekend was good, and sports betting-wise, make that 2 straight winning weeks for me as well. We had a good week betting-wise last week. The baseball bets were hitting. And it really wasn't the Tigers either. You know, last week I mentioned how the biggest reason why I finished up was because I took the Tigers against the Rangers for that entire 4-game stretch. This past week, I didn't bet anything on the Tigers. I just straight up said, okay, let's just go normal baseball bets. And they hit. and I finished up. I only finished up by a whole $1.45. But if you finish up, you finish up, Grant. Doesn't matter how up you are, you finish up.
I mean, winning is winning. You could win a baseball game by one run, a basketball game by 1 point, and it's not like they're going to say, oh, barely won. Like, you're still winning. So, yeah, you're up. You did not lose.
If you win the game by 1 point or by 20 points, you still win. And it was a second straight winning week for me and Grant. So how about we make it 3 straight, Grant? Let's get it.
I would love that more than anything in the world right now.
Let's get it. All right, gentlemen, let's get the show rolling. As I mentioned in the intro, big show today. NBA draft, NBA free agency. Let's do it. It's going to be a very fun show today. And let's begin with the Pistons draft. Now, before I talk, though they both aren't here, how about we start with Mike Bilicka and Tyler Sawa's thoughts on not only Cade Cunningham officially becoming the Pistons, but also the other picks that the Pistons made in last week's draft. Ladies and gentlemen, through audio message, here is Mike Bilicka.
First of all, I want to say when we came into the draft, I think we all knew Cade was the guy, but it wasn't official until it actually happened. It's kind of how it went. Little Caesars Arena was awesome. I mean, the draft party was fun. I think it was a good idea by the Pistons. I had a great time. The ovation was phenomenal when he got drafted. But when he put on the buffs, it was just, I'll say it was about to blow up. Like, it was awesome. However, for the rest of the draft, I really liked Isaiah Livers' pick. I think he could be very useful on this team. Luka Garza, man. I talked a lot of trash about him when he was in college, and now he's on my basketball team. So, you know, I'm going to root for him because he's a Piston. Pistons first. And then, man, Bozla Koprivica, man. I love that pick. He's the man.
exquisite pronunciation.
That made me crack up. So that was Mike Bilicka. Thank you, Mike. Now, how about Tyler Sawa?
So I unfortunately couldn't make the live show because I am working at the world famous liquor store right now. So I couldn't make the live show, but I did want to give my quick reaction on what the Pistons just did last Thursday in the NBA draft. And obviously, having the number one draft pick with selecting Cade Cunningham. You know, obviously, I think these guys will do a great job about breaking it down, and they'll give you a better analysis than I will. But, you know, just very quickly, you know, big combo guard who could play three positions, he could play for the point guard, shooting guard, small forward position, and he just does everything well, man. A very good passer. He's got a very good shot. You know, he was the unanimous number one pick from since, what, December, or maybe even before that. And what he just did his freshman year at Oklahoma State was so impressive. And I don't think there's any doubt that the Pistons were going to take him at number one. So getting Cam pick number one was just huge for this organization going forward for this rebuild. But I want to speak quickly, you know, on the other three picks that the Pistons made, you know, in the second round. Speaking first with the hometown kid, Isaiah Livers, man, I love the value there at 42, man. I think if it weren't for a foot injury and maybe him being a couple years younger, because he's one of the older college prospects, being 22 years old, I think he could have went earlier in the draft. I mean, he was really impressive this year in Michigan. He kind of took that next step, becoming a leader, and, you know, his shot just coming way more consistent. So I think he has a legitimate shot and a legitimate argument, maybe not year one or right away from the get-go, but a guy that could be making, you know, the rotation, you know, at some point for this Pistons, you know, team. So I think that'd be a huge grab for them in the second round. And the other two picks, Luka Garza and Bozla Koprivica.
That right?
With Garza, you know, another older prospect as well. You know, he's 22. So, I mean, we'll see the development there. He's obviously got a good shot already, but everything else is just kind of a, know, something they need to work on with the defense, slow feet. So we'll see how his development goes. And then with Balza, I can't really speak much on him. So we'll see how his development is as well. Another center with a lackluster center room right now. So overall, very good draft for Troy Weaver and company. And I'm super excited to see what Cottingham and especially Isaiah Livers could do.
Thank you, Mike and Tyler. Eli, what was your thoughts on Tyler's pronunciation of Koprivica?
Well, it's a European name, not a Middle Eastern name, so I'll cut Tyler some slack. We need to work on it, though. We're too cultured to be messing up these guys' names.
Grant, how do you say Koprivica?
Oh, geez. I'd say Koprivica, because you just said it like that.
Yeah, there we go. I'm helping you out.
Okay. Yeah, we're locking. I mean, I get the more foreign players. Like, I feel like I've been pronouncing Dumbuya correctly.
Sakai Dumbuya.
It's it never got to that. I think when we looked up when we drafted Dumbuya, I was very quick to Google the pronunciation.
Well, Tony wasn't.
We don't need to go back into the.
He's
Sakai
still on the team,
Dumbuya,
by the way.
Days.
Sekou made it past the draft.
And the Pistons didn't trade up either. That surprised me as well.
But will Sekou make it through free agency? That's another question. Still the last guy that Troy Weaver didn't hand pick to be on the team.
You know who else made it through draft night? Jeremy. Thankfully.
That's less shocking.
You know how hot and heavy the talk was.
Yeah,
you know?
But yeah, they weren't.
People wanted him gone for a while.
People did, but not Troy Weaver.
You know who didn't make it, though? Mason
Plumlee.
Yeah, he gone. He's in Charlotte now.
About to be catching lobs from LaMelo instead of Killian.
Oh. Well, that's going to be kind of filthy, though.
They got a good team, man. I can't lie. And they made some good moves in the draft, too. Watch out for Charlotte next year. They might take a step. They might take like an Atlanta Hawks type step.
I don't know about all that. But we're not talking Charlotte Hornets on this podcast. We're talking Detroit Pistons. So let's get right into it. Thank you to Mike and Tyler once again. And also thank you to Eli, because it was his idea to get both of them on the audio message. So Eli, unmute your mic and give yourself a little pat on the back.
Thank you to myself. I wish I knew that Jay wasn't going to be here, because we could have.
We definitely would have gotten his audio message, but yeah, he's I'm pretty sure he's. He worked yesterday,
he's
though.
Fine.
10-hour
he's a working
shift.
Man.
Yeah, he's a working man. He's a busy guy. It's all good. But nonetheless, let's go, gentlemen. Now I will talk, and then the rest of the guys who are here, they can give their part as well. So here I go. What a night to not only be a Pistons fan, but also a Detroit sports fan. Thursday night was an absolute blast. And I said it numerous times on draft night, and I'll say it again right now on the pod. Detroit is coming. All four of our teams have a little bit of optimism with them. Lions, Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers, they are all going up right now. Some maybe more than others, but they are all going up as we speak. And the Pistons are a big part of a bright future in this city. The Pistons had a fantastic draft, in my opinion. They were one of the big winners of the night, if not the biggest winner, simply by making it official and drafting Cade Cunningham number one overall. Cade is actually a Piston. The consensus number one pick in the draft. The most complete prospect, offensively and defensively, in the draft. He is now a Piston, and he is going to be a superstar for us. I am beyond pumped to have Cade here. And I know he's really happy to be here as well. We mentioned how he had the buffs on during draft night. He threw out the first pitch at the Tigers game over the weekend. His second time at Comerica Park already. He's posting to IG, talking about how he's in the 3-1-3 now. Cade wanted us, we wanted him, and it happened. I am so excited for the motorcade. We all love that pick. But what about the other picks that the Pistons made on draft night? Let's talk about 3 second rounders that Troy Weaver did not trade, surprisingly enough. beginning at number 42 overall with Isaiah Livers from Michigan. I loved this pick. I absolutely loved this pick. I had my eyes on Livers as a potential second-round target for the Pistons throughout the night because of how good of a shooter Livers is. In 23 games at Michigan last season, 46% from the field and 43% from downtown. And in his Michigan career, 47% from the field and 41% from downtown in 119 games. Livers can shoot, which is why I like him so much. And here's another thing with Livers. Michigan fans will agree with me on this, and Tyler literally brought this up when he was audio message speaking as well. I also believe that Livers probably would have been a late first round pick if he stayed healthy last season. I really believe that, and that's another reason why I like the pick so much. The value at 42 is so good to me. Livers is a hometown kid from Kalamazoo. I love the pick. I loved that pick of Isaiah Livers at number 42 overall. Now here's where it got interesting. Number 52 is our boy, Luka Garza from Iowa. And Mike brought this up when he was talking. I call him our boy because I'm pretty sure we talked junk on the pod before about Garza. Michigan and Michigan State fans really didn't like Luka Garza at Iowa. But like Mike said, that really doesn't matter now. What matters is that Garza is a Pistons. And I didn't realize how many people hated this Luka Garza pick. I'm not sure why, though. Because for me, I really don't mind it. At 52, one of the last picks in the draft, why not take a chance on the Wooden winner, the Wooden Award winner, and the AP National Player of the Year? Garza has tons of offensive potential. He can knock down a three, and he could be a beast down low from a scoring and rebounding standpoint. Now, sure, Garza isn't great defensively. He's not really athletic, and he can't shoot free throws. That's all why I think the G League is probably the move in this upcoming season for Garza. But still, I have no complaints about the pick, unlike apparently a lot of other people. Lastly, number 57, here we go, Balsa Koprivica from Florida State, 7'1 center. And for someone that big, he can actually move a lot better than probably someone should that tall.
Luca.
Oh. Eli said it, not me. I'm trying to be nice to Luca. That's our boy now for real because he's a Pistons. But Balsa, honestly, all jokes aside, for someone that big, he moves a lot better than you would initially think. He averaged about 9 points per game while shooting 60% from the field in 24 games last season at Florida State. And if you watch some of his highlights in his tape, you can see that he is a pretty intriguing pick for the Pistons. Will he ever really be anything? I don't know. He was the 57th pick in the draft for a reason, but we'll see. You never know. I've talked for long enough. I liked what the Pistons did. With that said, Eli, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on Cade, along with everything else that the Pistons did. And also, talk about the draft party at LCA, because Mike and, I think, Tyler mentioned it a little bit.
The draft party was electric. I wish it went on longer. I wish we got to see Isaiah Livers get picked, but yeah. It would have been like 1 a.m.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but didn't they kick you guys out early?
Yeah, it was like the, I want to say like literally right when the lottery ended, they kicked us out. So that was pretty, it was like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah, that was it. Interesting.
That's it. Well, that was fun. The crowd went crazy when Cade got picked, as they should. Cade is the guy. There was some Jalen Green guys there, but, you know, he'll be fine on
the Wait, line. What do you mean there are some Jalen Green guys there?
Like, some people I know wanted Jalen Green.
They were angry at the draft party?
No, but I knew people that were at the draft party that wanted to draft Jalen Green. And they, one of them even said, this is a bad day for the Pistons. And I was like, you're not correct. But,
yeah, you know, okay.
You can go become a Rockets fan if you want.
Hey, they had a good draft too. I mean,
they did.
I like Josh Christopher.
They had a lot of picks.
Yeah.
And they needed to have a good draft because their future was very bleak.
Well, now there's rumors they might go get Andre. But continue.
I love Isaiah Livers. I'm a Michigan fan. Isaiah Livers is probably my favorite player from the Michigan teams the past few years. The dude can shoot the ball like crazy. Reminds me a lot of Sadiq, actually, in terms of I think he's I don't know if he'll get minutes right away, but I think he's the most ready to get minutes out of the second round picks. Garza, I did not like in college. I think his mobility is going to be rough. I think you'll have to play a zone if you're going to play give him minutes. But if he doesn't get minutes, he will be amazing on the Motor City Cruise. And I hope he is. And I hope he, you know, people say he lost 30 pounds and he's going to be more mobile. I hope so. I hope he's our backup center. I hope he's good enough. But we'll see. And then Balsa Koprivica, he is very interesting to me because he's 7'1". He's very mobile. His shot is a work in progress, but he has nice touch. He goes up pretty strong in college when he has a couple guys on him in the paint. He's able to finish over guys. He can dunk. But in the G League Elite camp, he was kind of getting worked a little bit because he's just not strong enough right now. But I think with NBA strength and conditioning, it'll help him a lot. And he might actually be playable in the coming years. But we'll see with that. Davidas Servetus got waived. Very sad day. Corey Joseph, Tank Commander Corey Joseph, got waived. But there is rumors that we will re-sign him for a cheaper price, I guess. So that's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind having Corey Joseph back on the bench. Good vet guy. Good Dwayne Casey guy. So, yeah, I'm very happy with the draft. Free agency starts tonight, I believe, at 6. So it should be fun.
Eli, it kind of seems like from the way you talked, outside of Cade, obviously, because we all love the Cade pick, it seems like your favorite selection by the Pistons was Isaiah Livers, correct?
Oh, yeah, I love Isaiah Livers. I think if let's say, Sekou isn't ready to be a rotation player this year, which I think would make people really mad, but Sekou is still the third youngest player on the roster. Isaiah Livers is like 23, I think. I think Isaiah Livers might be ready for a bench role this year. Because, I mean, before the injury, I feel like we talked about him as a potential like late first round pick, kind of like Jordan Poole or Mo Wagner. Like, he was like on their level, I'd say, before he got hurt.
No, again, like I mentioned, that's one of the reasons why I like the pick so much. Outside from the fact that, you know, he's a hometown kid, and I think that's cool. And also, he's a really good shooter. The fact that I feel like he would have been a first-round pick if he did not get hurt is another reason to like the pick so much. At 42, that's incredible value, if you ask me. So, yeah, I agree with that statement. Anything else you want to add, Eli?
I'm intrigued to see Summer League. I think oh. We got a real shot at the title in Summer League, depending on who plays. I mean, not even really depending on who plays. I just feel like we have a better team regardless of, like, if Isaiah or Sadiq play. I feel like we still have a better team.
The starting five would probably be what?
Killian, Cade, either Isaiah Livers or Sadiq, Sekou. And then one of our Garza or Balsa, probably.
I'd probably go Luka over Balsa in the starting lineup. But yeah, Summer League is going to be the most fun, I would say, in a probably ever. I mean, probably when was ever. The last time we were this excited about Summer League?
You know, we haven't had a good summer. Our last good Summer League, Bruce Brown was the best player on the...
Hey, he was getting triple-doubles, though.
He was. But the, like, I don't want to say star power we have on this summer league team, but like the actual NBA talent we have on this team. Like, we have guys that on the summer league team that are going to start on our real team, you know.
That, and I don't think it's unfair for you to say star power. Cade is a name. Luka Garza is a name. And people know Killian, too, you know.
Yeah, my biggest hope is Killian just looks so much better than the competition.
Oh, you know, people are still trying to... People are still trying to get rid of him for whatever reason. Oh, I don't know if they're going to work together. We've talked about this before. It's fine, but...
Yeah, Cade literally said himself he's going to make life easier for Killian, and Killian's going to make life easier for him. I think Dwayne said the same exact thing also.
Cade did his homework on his new team. His press conference, he was talking about the young core. He's talking about how Killian is coming off an injury and he's going to have a big year. And I'm like, yes, Cade. Yes, he knows.
And you know that's got to be encouraging for a guy like Killian, knowing that this guy is like the number one overall pick and he said that about you. He said you're going to have a good year. Like, that's gotta make you feel pretty good.
It's going to take so much pressure off of Killian's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted Cade, was to take some of the pressure off of Killian.
You can't just have one playmaker on the court.
We saw how much he looked better with Corey Joseph on the floor to close out last season. And that should be enough to show you that Killian and another point guard on the same floor together will work, but whatever. So we'll move on from Eli, and Grant will have the final word here. Your thoughts on what the Pistons did in the draft? Cade Cunningham, Isaiah Livers, Luka Garza, Balsa Koprivica. It's all yours, Grant.
Well, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion to say I love the Cade pick. I mean, I wish I could have been at LCA for that. Just
hot take from the Grant.
The hope, like, from what I saw from the videos at LCA, it wasn't just excitement, it was hope that this is a retool. This is, we're getting there. We're coming up, and I think Cade was a perfect pick to help us do that. Moving on to Isaiah Livers, as a Michigan supporter, love the pick. I think he's going to make Heat fans kind of sour on Duncan Robinson in a couple years, in my opinion. He's hit the big shots. He's played his heart out. Again, the injury, I mean, that happens at times. I love the Isaiah Livers pick. Moving on to Garza. I'm just going to call this a prove me wrong pick, because I'm not a fan of the pick. I think college basketball is probably the sport that is the most different from the professional league, where Luka Garza can thrive in college and really not have that shown in the NBA. Like, he's gonna have to change his game a little bit. That was the first time I've heard of him losing weight, which I think is kind of ideal, because if you just watch him run up and down the court, it looks like he's actually pulling a carriage or a refrigerator or whatever you guys want to call it. And then help me with the last name one more time.
I'll let Eli do it.
Balsa Koprivica. It's like pizza but with a V.
Yeah, I was literally going to say that. It's like pizza, but Koprivica.
Koprivica. All right, yes. We'll work on that next Monday. That's good.
Just call him Balsa.
Yeah, I can do that. All right. And I like the Balsa pick. We needed height after letting Plumlee go, which I think we all kind of said we didn't see happening last week, or didn't see it happening as likely. But I didn't hate the pick. Seems like more of some guy we're going to have to put some more work in than, like, I don't think he's a play now kind of guy, but that's why we have G League, and the developmental league is kind of exactly for players like this to get used to how we do it in the NBA. And I think in a year, maybe he comes up and starts actually getting some minutes. But I really liked where the Pistons went with the draft, getting, like you said, Tony, two big names that, I mean, obviously Cade Cunningham, but two recognizable names to people that watch Big Ten basketball. and even who don't. I mean, Luka Garza was the Wooden Award winner, and again, I think that translates a little better to college than NBA, but again, the Luka Garza pick is just a prove me wrong pick. I can't hate it because I haven't seen him play in the NBA right now.
With regards to Mason Plumlee, Eli can get on this too. I was not surprised to see him get traded, but at the same time, I kind of was. You know, we just signed him to that contract last offseason, and now 1 year later, he's gone. So that surprised me a little bit, I guess, but at the same time, it doesn't, because of the exact reason the Pistons made the trade. You got to free up some salary that we are hopefully going to use in free agency. But yeah, Eli, your reaction to Plumlee getting traded?
I thought Mason would get traded on draft night, but I thought he would get packaged with our picks to move up,
yeah.
Not move 20 spots down. I didn't know Mason had negative value like that, because as much as we make fun of him, I feel like he had a pretty good year.
And no, he did.
Like,
he did.
I felt like he could actually help a contender, but I guess NBA teams didn't see it that way, and we actually had to, you know, move down 20 spots to get rid of his contract. But I guess that shows how, I guess, we overvalue our own guys, and, you know, NBA teams don't see it the same way as fans. But it's a nice wake up call, I guess, to, you know, not overvalue your own players and be kind of realistic about it. But I really was surprised that we couldn't move up at least into the late 20s.
I'm not upset, though. I mean, we still had a great draft, in my opinion, and we still freed up that salary, you know.
Yeah, we got to see what we do with that salary, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, while we're on the topic, let's get into free agency. But before we go into that, very quickly from each of you, we've talked about this on the show in previous episodes, but now that he's here, let's quickly talk about this to wrap up the draft talk. Very simple yes or no from both of you. Does Cade make the Pistons a play-in threat next season, Eli?
Play-in threat?
Yes. Play-in threat.
Play-in threat for sure. I think they are going to be in that. And I think that's where they want to be too.
Well, if they get some of the players that they're rumored to get in free agency, then I do not think it's going to be another tanking year, which I don't want it to be.
Unless there's an injury.
Knock on wood.
God forbid there's an injury. I don't think we'll be tanking again. Mm-mm. Because it seemed like they were really ready to not win 20 games again. You know,
tanking again would be a rebuilding move. And Troy Weaver has said since he got here, it's not a rebuild, it's a restore.
I'd say there's a good, like, 30% of Pistons fans that would love to tank again, because, you know, those real pro tank people.
I understand it. You want to get another top 10 pick in here and get even better or add even more to the young core. I get that, but
it's really bad.
I think we're ready to go. We have such a good young core already.
It's just bad for culture. I mean, look at the Pelicans, man. Zion already wants out. Like, do you want that to be Cade?
No.
I just feel like Cade has talked so much about how he wants to make the playoffs in his rookie year. And I don't think, I mean, unless he gets hurt again, God forbid, knock on wood, I don't think he would be okay with you tanking again. And right when the Pistons won the lottery, their whole entire focus as a franchise has to be, how can we satisfy Cade Cunningham? Literally. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing for this.
Troy Weaver's smart. Right, Troy and Dwayne are really smart. I think they understand that you have to make your top guys happy. I really believe that. And making them happy, or part of making them happy, is trying to win as soon as possible. Let's say Sadiq Bey and Isaiah Stewart, maybe they didn't look as good as they did last season. If that was the case, then I would say, all right, maybe have another tanking year and try to add a top 10 pick to this young core. But I think we're good already. we've got Cade now. We've still got Killian and Beef Stew and Sadiq Bey. You know, those four alone are just... That's such a good young core right there alone.
It's a very good supporting cast to be starting your restore off with.
In a starting five, possibly. Sorry to interrupt you. A starting five of Killian, Cade, Sadiq, Jeremy, Beef Stew. I'm going to spoil it a little bit here. My answer to the question of does Cade make the Pistons a play-in threat is yes. Because that starting five is not terrible to me. Not at all. I don't think that's one of the worst teams in the NBA.
I mean, you know, Instagram comments and Twitter
replies
will tell you otherwise.
Well,
they think the Pistons are like the process 76ers for some reason, which just shows you how like irrelevant the Pistons have been, because nobody keeps up with them except for Pistons fans. But I think...
Wait until this season.
I think they'll learn pretty quickly that, whoa, nobody knew the Pistons were going to not be garbage. And then, you know, they'll be quiet pretty quick. Especially since we're going to be on national TV a little bit.
Well, hey, I was just about to say, the Pistons, they passed 1 million Twitter followers right after they drafted Cade. And I'm sure we're going to get some nationally televised games too. Real quick question for you, Eli, and then we'll get Grant's answer to my question. I thought about this after we took Cade, seeing like the national reaction. Do you think it's possible that we get a Christmas game sooner rather than later?
That's a really good question. I think
Cade on Christmas? Man, I think the NBA would. I think the NBA might want that if the hype is real, which it's going to be.
I don't think this year, but
in 2 or 3 years,
I think after Blake's money comes off the books and we spend Blake's money and maybe get like a big free agent, I think it's really possible that we might get a Christmas game.
Oh, I would love to see the Pistons.
We
on
have
Christmas.
Not had a Christmas game since 2005.
Oh, I would love
Spurs.
To make a Pistons post game Christmas video. Oh my goodness.
Tony with a Santa hat on. Oh man.
I'll get some jingle bells and I'll ring them in the camera. Okay. Let's move on to Grant. Grant, your quick yes or no answer on this. Does Cade make the Pistons a play-in threat next season? I say yes. Eli says yes. What do you say?
Little more than a yes or no, but I'll make it quick.
Will
say yes. I think Cade and this youth of this roster make this team a play-in threat. And just to kind of dive in more on that, Pistons were 13 games out of the play-in game this year, while catering to a non-dunking, non-athletic Blake Griffin, while almost inexplicably sitting Jeremy Plumlee for, what was that, like 20 games at the end of the season?
I believe,
like,
25 games.
Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me you can't find 13 games out of those they were sat, where we were dealing with Blake Griffin, who was out there for appearances... I think that's a little crazy to completely write off right now. And then we add the number one pick in the draft, a rumored generational talent. I have a hard time. I would say the Pistons make the play-in game this year. I don't even think they're a threat. I think they're like making the play-in game this year.
We'll talk about it more as the season gets closer, but my answer, as I said, is yes. I also think Cade makes the Pistons a play-in threat next season. But that's enough draft talk for today. Let's now move into free agency talk, which does begin tonight. I do quickly want to note this. If you are listening to this, either as everything is going down or after everything goes down, let me do mention that we are recording this on Monday morning. Okay, we currently do not know what is happening. We only know rumors at the time of recording this. We don't know actually what moves have been made because it's currently 10:52 in the morning. Okay, so we currently don't know what's going on, but we can talk about what might happen though and what we want to happen. So the Pistons, according to Keith Smith, have a projected $16.9 million in cap space. What could the Pistons do with that cap space? Here's what I want. I would like to see the Pistons bring back Hamidou Diallo, Frank Jackson, and Sabin Lee. I would like all three of them to be back. I'd also like maybe a veteran backup point guard. We're seeing rumors about Corey Joseph coming back, which I would be all for. I was shocked to see Corey Joseph play so well for the Pistons after we acquired him, so I'd be cool with that. And also, I wouldn't mind a veteran backup center. I don't have any specific names for the center position, but we are hearing reports of Nerlens Noel, who I would like. You're hearing Kelly Olynyk. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Kelly Olynyk guy, and I know a lot of others on Twitter aren't high on him either. Now, not related to the center position, we have heard Tim Hardaway Jr., who I am all for. I would love to get Tim Hardaway Jr. on this team. Now, I don't know what bringing a guy like THJ would mean for someone like Diallo, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. do you still bring back Diallo? Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think if Diallo's price tag is too high, if he wants too much, then they might just move off him and get a Tim Hardaway Jr., but I think they're going to prioritize Diallo.
Which I would not complain about. I really like Diallo. I would like to bring him back, as I said. So, THJ, you're hearing him. You're also hearing Norman Powell. You're hearing DeMar DeRozan. You're hearing Lauri Markkanen. There are so many names out there. And it is fun right now to talk about all these rumors. Nonetheless, I am pumped to see what the Pistons do with their cap space. But before we go to Eli, I know Grant has to run out of here soon. So Grant, I'm going to let you go first. Any specific names, any specific positions that you're looking at for the Pistons in free agency? Which again, we're recording before free agency, but we still got to talk about what we want the Pistons to do. So Grant, this is your time.
Well, I mean, it kind of seems like a situation where we don't really want some of our, like, I'm always looking at guards and, like, as funny as it would be, Reggie Jackson would be hilarious to bring back. Just, like, hey, go be amazing in the playoffs
if
for the Clippers.
If they brought back Reggie, this fan base would explode.
Yeah, all those ticket sales they had.
Gone.
Gone.
But it's like, he did well, but when you're trying to look at guards right now, we kind of have our guards. I mean, we have Killian and we have Kate Cunningham, and I don't really think bringing in a veteran in front of them is really going to do much, or might even slow things down. Like, might as well just throw these guys in now, get them rolling. But I don't know. I'd like to be looking at bigs. I mean, I don't think we're in the market for Kawhi Leonard or any of the really, really big names. And that's fine. I don't have a specific free agent name for really any big. I mean, I love Lauri Markkanen, but as far as the Pistons go, I mean, I would like to prioritize Dilio, or however you want to pronounce his last name. I'm terrible with last names, but
I'm a new Diallo.
Diallo. It's a rough day for pronunciations. But I don't know. I'm happy where I'm just gonna trust in Troy right now.
And that's not a bad thing to do. It's a good thing to trust in Troy Weaver.
Yeah, that is going to do it for me, so I will catch you guys next Monday.
Hey, Grant, see you next week for football talk.
Actually, I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
That is true. We are going tomorrow. To the Tigers game tomorrow, our last trash talk Tigers game. Grant, thank you as always.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
There he goes. Now it's just me and Eli. Okay, Eli, this time is for you now. Same question. Any specific names? Any specific positions? You can react to the rumors as well. I especially want to hear your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan. This is about the 8 millionth time we've heard DeMar DeRozan Piston rumors. So talk to me. How are you feeling about free agency tonight?
I am worried they're not going to pay Hamidou Diallo. I think losing him would be not very good. I think he's a guy that can literally play nearly 30 minutes off the bench for you and give you really good minutes and keep getting better. I mean, we already know how his vertical, his length. There's a reason we traded Svi for him, because he just has that upside. And I don't think you trade for him to not re-sign him. So I think he should be the first priority this offseason with the not really little money we have, but like it's nowhere near what we're going to have next year. I think also Troy Weaver said most of their signings or like moves are going to be internal and development and re-signing the guys they already have. So I think that's pretty good thing to see in terms of signing Diallos, maybe re-signing Saben Lee, who had a pretty good rookie year for a second-round pick, and also Frank Jackson, who had kind of a breakout year. If you can get all those guys back and then get maybe bring back Corey Joseph for the minimum, get another center that could maybe catch lobs and block shots for cheap, I think that is pretty much all they have to do for me to call it a successful offseason.
Would it be a successful offseason if the rumors are true?
No.
And somehow no. DeMar DeRozan nope. or Norman Powell come
no.
to the Pistons?
I am not trying to recreate Dwayne Casey's Toronto Raptors teams. No, thank you. DeMar can go to a contender. Hey, how about maybe LeBron wants DeMar DeRozan on his team?
Apparently LeBron and DeMar have talked about that.
Maybe they should just make their spacing even worse now. Just go all the way. Go just make a complete mid-range.
Hey, if DeMar wants a ring, might as well join the new big three.
Yeah, go
ahead. I'm so upset that Jay missed the show. I wanted to talk about Russ going to the Lakers. Oh. We got to root for GoBron together now.
But maybe they'll get Reggie Jackson on the team as well, and then I'll root for them.
I could you imagine?
Reggie's not playing behind Russ ever.
I know he's not. He's not Never. Going. Yeah, it's not happening.
They're gonna play each other four times a year, and I guarantee you, it's going to be very chippy.
Who's they?
Russ and the Clippers and Lakers. They're going to play each other four times a year, and it's going to be very chippy between
the Clippers.
Russell,
they're not going to have
Jackson.
Kawhi. It's
they're going to be a playoff team still with,
but not KD one of the best in the West.
No, but
they got to get Reggie back first.
It's still they're going to pay Reggie for sure. They got to. Who else is going to pay Reggie? Someone
is going to pay Reggie. Don't act like don't act
no,
like a
no.
team like the Knicks wouldn't just do it.
You know, a low key. Real low-key good team for Reggie is the Dallas Mavericks.
I wouldn't complain about that.
That would be really interesting.
They are looking fit. They're looking at Kyle Lowry, apparently.
And if they let Tim Hardaway go, got to pay somebody. Got to get another scorer, playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Another ball handler? Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie's a good fit for the Mavericks.
He'll be a great Nick.
Oh, God. Yeah. God. Yeah, Stephen A. talking about how they'll get Damian Lillard, but they end up with Reggie Jackson. Life of a Knicks fan.
Where's Ben Simmons going to go?
Guangdong Tigers.
Oh, boy.
Ni hao.
Oh. Well, now we're just off the rails here. But, listen. I am really curious to see what the Pistons do, and hearing all these rumors, it is really intriguing. I've said it a million times already, but I gotta say it again just to highlight again that we are recording this before 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight, before free agency is going on and going crazy. But we did see what Troy did last offseason, free agency. If he does it again, it's gonna be really fun for sure. Unless we bring in people like DeMar DeRozan.
I don't know what I'll do if we bring in DeMar DeRozan. Probably means... What, Killian's coming off the bench? Backup point guard Killian Hayes? I mean, he'd still get probably around 30 minutes a game, but I don't. God, the spacing, man, with DeMar DeRozan, just instantly your team just becomes such a bad three-point shooting
team. I don't think DeMar's the player this team needs.
No, the fit is so – you want to talk about fit. That is a weird fit.
Yeah. We have our starting five set. I don't – I think bringing DeMar in would really...
I don't think we need to bring in anyone that would disrupt the starting five we have
yeah.
right now.
oh, what about Tim Hardaway Jr.? He could play him off the bench.
He never really has been a starter, and he's also very inconsistent, which I have Michigan fans in my mentions saying he's not, and I literally sent them game logs of like 30 straight games last year where one game he'd shoot 15% and then the next game he'd shoot 65%. Like, Tim Hardaway has always been either he's really hot or he's really cold. There's no in-between with this guy. They're like, oh, but he shot 44%. Yeah, that's how averages work. He shoots 60% one game. He shoots 30% the next game. That's how it's going to work. It's going to even out. That's how math works. Do we need to have a math lesson, Michigan fans? He's an inconsistent player, okay? I love him on the team if we can't get Diallo. Don't get me wrong. I love Tim Hardaway. But when he starts being inconsistent, don't come crying to me because I told you so.
And with that, let's run out of here. I think that's a good way to wrap up today's show. I don't want to go too much more into free agency because this could all be irrelevant in a few hours. But it's all right, though. Still a good show today. Previewing free agency before it actually happens. Talking about what the Pistons did in the draft. This was a very nice way to wrap up the past two or so months of Pistons, Cade, draft talk, because now next week we're going into football time. We're going to go into football, and if the Pistons do something big in free agency, we might have to record an emergency episode. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what the Pistons do.
Summer league preview as well.
How far away are we from the summer league? It starts, our first game's the 8th.
That's the 8th of
August.
August?
Yeah.
Our pod is going to be a day after that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, football talk, maybe some summer league talk. I'm here for it. Yeah, if the Pistons do anything.
I hope I'm there for it. We'll see.
Yeah. We were talking about this before we went on air. Eli, because of his job, we don't know. If we can't get Eli, I might try to figure something out. Like, maybe we might start recording Sunday nights or something. I don't know.
Yeah, nights would probably even move. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Because no one's going to be working, probably. We'll all be awake.
The fact that you'd only have Grant at 10 a.m. on Mondays is like, maybe we should just find another time for everybody.
If I lose one more person, which we might, we'll reconsider. We'll let everybody listening know. We'll let everyone know. Regardless, we ain't going nowhere. We're always going to be pumping out these episodes each Monday. So with that, good episode this week, Eli. For Eli Bashy, Mike Bilica, Jay Horn, Grant Richards, Tyler Sawa, my name's Tony Nebrowski. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you all soon.